Last time, Maharal ended off by telling us, we ended off with the line right before this, with Maharal said, Al yidei mitzvos davak v'sichli, v'al yidei ze davak bo yisbarach. By clinging to mitzvos, we cling to the neshama, we cling to the intellect, we cling to the inner wisdom of the world, and by extension, we cling to Hashem. And that's the chok, that's just the mitzias. We're going to learn tonight a continuation of this idea, but a very important perspective on how we feel about the things that are forbidden to us. And should we feel bad that there are certain things that are forbidden to us that we're tempted by, that our teva is attracted to. And we're going to learn that that's actually totally normal, and it's supposed to be that way. And the reason that we don't give in to our urges and our desires, or at least we try not to, is because the Kadosh Baruch Hu has decreed a higher order. So let's continue with that idea. Kvar Amarnu. We've explained previously. Sha'af im ein yodeya ein yadua lanu tam v'sibal kol davar v'davar shenimtza ba'adam lamahu kach. Even though we've mentioned previously that if one were to ask, why is it that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a person in such and such a way? Why is it that typically human beings have five fingers on their right hand and five fingers on their left hand? Why is it that Hashem gave us a spleen? What is the purpose of the diaphragm? Etc., etc., etc. If we were to ask why it is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it a particular way, it's not really a fair question. Again, the mashal, or the example of the Maharal, is why is an apple an apple? Why is an orange an orange? Why do certain fruits produce in one way and vegetables a different way? It's not for us to ask why. That's simply the Metzias. That's the reality by which Hashem created those things. Mikol makum yadua lanu she'ein davar echad levatala. What we do know with confidence, what we can say with confidence, and what we do understand to be true, is that nothing is in vain. It's all purposeful. It's all thoughtful. V'kach sider Hashem yisbarach b'chachmaso. This is how HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with His infinite wisdom, decreed it to be. Hashem made it such that kol hanivraim elyonim v'tachtonim, all beings, whether they're things of this physical world or things of higher realms, it's all purposeful. It's all exactly the way it's supposed to be. And it fits the Seder of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's supernal wisdom. And therefore, the same thing that's true about people, every limb of your body, and every bit of the Bria, the same thing is true about spiritual realities, what we call mitzvos. V'chein inin ha-mitzvos. Lama hem kach. B'vada yadanu shakach nosein ha-seder shesider Hashem yizbarach ha-Torah. V'kach mischaya mimenu. We have to understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has decreed it to be so. This is what spirituality demands. This is the Seder that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has decreed by way of the Torah. And therefore, again, the Maharal says we don't really need to ask, and in a certain sense, it's inappropriate to ask why. It's not really necessary, and it's almost inappropriate to ask why are the mitzvahs such? Try to picture it in a very real way for a second. If a person came before a king of flesh and blood, imagine you came before a king, you know, again, we have, in America, we live in a democracy, so it's harder for us to imagine such an idea, but imagine a monarchy. Imagine a king, right, who has such control and such power in such a way that the king has the ability to decree, and if you question the king's decrees, then off with your head. So in a certain sense, we have to have that same awe and that same respect for Kadosh Baruch Hu. You don't come before the king's throne and say, but why? Because I'm the king. Because I decreed it to be so. And obviously, when we're dealing with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, we have the confidence that unlike a king who may have personal motives or may have human negios and various biases that he's attached to or attracted to, when it comes to the Melech Malchei Melechim Kadosh Baruch Hu, there's no bias, there's no negia, there's nothing Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's not random. It's not like we learned in the Rambam that Hashem is just testing us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with His infinite wisdom, decreed this is the Metzias. This is how it works. And therefore, it's inappropriate for us to ask, well, why is the mitzvah like this? Ki kach gozer Hashem mizbach, because the king has decreed. That's the Seder, lefi chachmaso, ve'ein davar echad levatala. And the truth of the matter is that every bit of it makes perfect sense. But it's not our job to figure it out. And in a certain sense, it's almost inappropriate for us to try to figure it out. Again, all of this, with the fact that the Rambam tries to figure it out, and the Ramban tries to figure it out, and the Sefer HaChinuch tries to figure it out, and the Maharal himself acknowledges that some tzaddikim figure it out. But his point is that the starting point has to be that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Gozer. That's the starting point of our relationship with Torah and Mitzvos. So a person who adopts this Seder, this order by which HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world and lives in accordance with it, you will not find a better way to live. You will not find a more appropriate way to live, a healthier spiritual way to live. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who knows the inner workings of every bit of your, every fiber of your being, has decreed this is how it works. 248 limbs, 248 mitzvos. There's no better doctor to give you advice about how to nourish and to sustain yourself. By tapping into the supernal order, who davak b'sichli. So you're clinging to the best of this world, and then you're clinging to Hashem, who's the Makor HaChaim. And therefore, if you're a Moshe Rabbeinu, take the last scene of the Torah. It's Moshe Rabbeinu, he's 120 years old. He doesn't need a doctor, he doesn't need a chiropractor, he doesn't need an ophthalmologist. Perfect eyesight, perfect strength. He only has to die because Hashem decrees he has to die. He is not weak, he's not senile. He's not losing his vision. He's not losing his mind. He's not losing his step. He's as full of vigor as the Torah at 120 as he was as a young man. Why? Because he clung to HaKadosh Baruch Hu every single move that he made. And therefore, however, our mitzvos, when a person deviates from mitzvos, so what are you deviating from? However, our mitzvos, who yotze min ha-seder ha-sichli she-seder ha-shem yizbarach. You're basically saying, I want to live in a world where there's lawlessness. I want to live in a world where there's no order, where everything's chaotic and random. And we've seen, again, I'm sorry for always, I've gotten into politics, what can I say? You know, you look at the anarchy, and you look at the looting, you look at the rioting, you look at the craziness of a world where there's a breakdown. You know, it's a Mishnah Pirkei Avos. Have him spal b'shloma shel malchus. Daven for a government. Daven for a righteous police force. We need these things to maintain the natural order. It's Shem Mitzvos B'nai Noach. Because when you're Yotzei Min HaSeder HaSichli Shaseder HaShem Yisbach, everything crumbles. And look at the words the Maharal uses. He writes it very, very strongly. V'chol Asher Yotzei Min HaSeder, anything that breaches Seder, Seder being order and normalcy, Mevi Loze Ibud HaNefesh L'Gamri. When there's a breakdown in Seder, then a person can destroy himself entirely. It's not that Seder is an advantage. It's not that it's an added mila. When there's Seder, there's stability. When there's a breakdown in Seder, the world is chaotic and everything falls apart. And therefore, when a person tries to give explanations of mitzvos based on teva, based on natural order and natural rules, lo mar ki lakach asur Torah chazir. Maybe you could say that the Torah prohibited eating pig, pork. Why? Bebneishu molid beguf mezegra, because it has a negative. Naturally, it has something about eating chazir that has a negative hashpa on a person. Says the Maharal, that's not the reason we don't eat pig. Vechenu bevada ha'emes. The Maharal says, and even though that's true. Even though that's true, if we understood the Chachmas HaTorah, we would understand that, yes, actually eating pork does have a negative effect on a person. But that's not the underpinning of why a Jew doesn't eat pork. That's not the reason that there's forbidden fats of certain parts of the animal. Shumolid mezegra, because it has a negative hashpa on a person. That's true, but that's not the reason it's aser. V'chein bedam, we don't drink blood. Because it has a negative hashpa on a person, that's true, but that's not the reason. Like the Ramban writes in Vayikra Perek Yud Aleph, so clearly that if you eat birds of prey, it'll turn you into a beast of prey. But that's not the reason, says the Maharal, we don't eat certain things. All of these offerings, all of these suggestions based on Teva, does not suffice to explain the reason the Torah prohibited these things. And God forbid, when I go down that route, if I fail to recognize the Ka'asher Tziva Hashem, the Gzeira, the Chok of Kol HaTorah Kula. So then what happens? Ki'ilu ha'isa ha'Torah sefer mi'sifrei refuah, so sefer teva. Then the Torah again just becomes a medicinal manual by which a person can live a healthy lifestyle. Chas v'shalom lo markach. God forbid to say such a thing. Why do we say on Chanukah, which is the holiday where our enemies try to uproot Torah, where Chachmas Yavan tried to replace the Seichel Eloki, the divine order, the divine wisdom of Torah. What do we say in the Nusach HaTfila? When the Yavanim came to do what? What did the Yavanim want to do? La'aviram what? What's the next word? La'aviram mechukei ritzonecha. They wanted to uproot that aspect called chok. They wanted to argue that there's a logic, there's a rationale to Torah and mitzvos. They wanted to argue that this idea of chok, that there's something supernal, something we can't understand, that was the antithesis of the Greek wisdom, the Greek philosophy, the grandeur of the human intellect, that rubbed them the wrong way. But that's the whole essence of what Torah is, that there's a chok. It's not a book of refuah. It's not a sefer teva. It's not a logical, rational thing. It's not something that can be proven through a study of a person's character and how they're changed by eating pig. Even though that's true, it will affect your character. It will change the mezeg of a person. It will change the character of a person. And if it was true that the whole isser was simply the fact that it had a negative ashpa on a person, so how could we ever allow it? When do we allow it? The Gemara says in Chulin Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph Yisrael, so the soldiers on the battlefield were allowed to eat the non-kosher food products that they found in non-Jews' homes. Amr of Yirmi Amarav, Koisli de Chaziri Hitterlam. Right? They were allowed to eat cuts of pigs, dried slabs of pig's meat. Jewish soldiers were allowed to eat it. Why? Because they were going to starve? Yeah, but if it's going to have such a negative hashpa on them, then maybe they shouldn't eat it. And we see that they ate it and it didn't have a negative hashpa. Why? Because there's nothing inherent about pig. It only becomes negative. It has a negative hashpa if Hashem asks it. If Hashem permits it, then it doesn't have a harmful effect at all. Because if the root of the isser is the fact that it impacts a person negatively, so where did that go? Where did that go? Just because Hashem says it's mutter, but it should still have a bad impact on a person. It must be that there's nothing inherent in eating pork. Why is it again that the Gemara in Chulin tells us in Daf Ayin Dalet Amud Aleph that if you have a ben pakua, if you shecht an animal and find another animal inside of it, the chelev of the animal inside the mother is actually permitted? But if chelev is inherently poisonous, spiritually poisonous, how is it ever permitted? Shechita, why do we do shechita? So some Rishonim say shechita so that we shouldn't be cruel. V'cheinim iser shashchita shalonis achzar, if shechita is about not being a cruel person, so why in that case of the ben pakua can you eat it without shechita? How is there ever a loophole to shechita? The answer is, there's nothing inherent in shechita. There's nothing inherent in chelev or dam. There's nothing inherent in pig. It's all a question of what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu decree. If Hashem says mutter, then it's positive for you. If Hashem says aser, then it becomes, then it takes on a negative teva. And again, the Maharal reminds us, yes, the Ramban is correct. The Sefer HaChinuch is correct. The Rambam is correct. Eating pig has an egg of hashpa on a person. That's true. But only because Hashem asked it. It's nothing inherent in the substance. Let's just clarify what this means, because we had it last time as well. Maharal says, because Hashem says that eating pig is outside the Seder of a Jewish neshama, so it's mishuna. Mishuna means it's strange, it's foreign. And because it's foreign, now it has a negative hashpa on a person. Because again, there's a Seder by which you're supposed to live. And if this thing is outside of that Seder, as decreed by Hashem, so now, mamela, it has a negative impact on a person. Aval ein ze ikar tam ha-mitzvah, but that's not the essence of the mitzvah. Rak she'enem ru'uyim ala adam kifi Seder asher Seder Hashem Yizbarach, lakach herchika osam, ulefamim lo herchika matorah. And therefore, because it all depends on the Dvar Hashem, if Hashem says Aser, it's bad for you. If Hashem decides that soldiers on a battlefield conquering Eretz Yisrael for 7 years can have bacon and eggs for breakfast, then there's nothing wrong with it. And it has no negative Ashpa on a person's soul. V'zeh asher hivtiach Hashem Yizbarach. Well, let's just pause for a second. I want to read you one footnote. Again, in this in the Machon Yerushalayim edition with the footnotes of Rav Yeshua Hartman. He quotes an unbelievable thing from the Brisker Rav. By the Brisker Rav, I mean Rav Chaim Brisker. Rav Chaim of Brisk said that even the most rational mitzvahs, and this, again, this Maharal is all in on this, and Rav Chaim Brisker, Rav Chaim Soloveitchik said it as well. It's a hard thing for us to accept, and there certainly are sources that might say otherwise. But Rav Chaim Brisker said, Lo Tirzach. Is Lo Tirzach a chok, or is it in the realm of Mishpatim? Chukim or Mishpatim? Lo Tirzach, don't kill. You'll say, Lo Tirzach, it's the most rational thing in the world. It's the most logical thing in the world. It's the most sane way to establish a society, right? Ritzicha, Geneva, Him, Chorban HaOlam. It's very easy to explain that one could suggest that these things are part of what? Of a teva, of a natural order. Says Rav Chaim Brisker, the only reason that Lo Sirtzach and Lo Signov are bad is because Hashem said so. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in theory, could have created the world where killing is good. Now again, I know that's a very loaded statement to say that Lo Sirtzach is good. Right? To say Lo Sirtzach is good. There's a natural ethics that we feel. We only feel that because Hashem programmed us to feel that way. Right? But everything is rooted in a chok. And that's, again, go back to Chanukah, to Yavan, La'avir mechukei ritzonecha. The underpinning of Zos chukas ha-Torah, paraduma, is not Zos chukas ha-para, Zos chukas ha-Torah. It's the backbone of the entire Torah. Okay? And therefore, again, whatever Hashem decrees, that becomes physical reality. It only has a negative impact because Hashem has decreed it as strange, as foreign, as outside of the Seder by which HaKadosh Baruch Hu has governed our souls. Okay, where are we on the page? We are up to the words... where are we? V'zeh asher hevtiach. Here. V'zeh asher hevtiach Hashem yizbarach. And this is what Hashem says, V'achaltas kol ha'amim. You should destroy all of the nations, again, in conquering the land, Pasuk in Devarim Perek Zayin. You should conquer the nations. Lo hayaroi harchokam itzad sha'ata roi shia mekuyam ubatam aleim kol tov, right? What is typically off, it's interesting, lashon, v'achaltas kol ha'amim. Again, the Pasuk means to destroy the nations, but why use the lashon of achila? Because when you're destroying them, you can eat their food. As the Gemara told us in Chul and Daf Yed Zayin, you can eat pig in that moment. Why? That which Hashem usually asers, in those moments Hashem made mutter. And again, that's how we have to determine what's good or what's bad. Whatever Hashem says in any given moment, that determines reality. U'kamosha Torah asra kasher ha'eroi la'asor lefi ha'seder ha'sichli, kachitira Torah oso kasher hu la'hatir. When it's time to aser, Hashem says aser. When it's time to be matir, Hashem says mutter. Whatever the soul of a human being calls for in that particular moment. Now, let's get back to the point I mentioned at the beginning of the shiur, and let's see if we can wrap up this parak. There's a medrash that Rashi quotes in Chumash. It's one of my favorite medrashim because I think it's so real. I think it's so true to the human condition. And it's a medrash in Torah's Kohanim, in the Sefra. Lo yomar adam efshi bebasar chazir. Efshi bedavar ploni. A person shouldn't say, I can't eat pig. I can't steal. I can't commit an act of adultery. You should say the opposite. A person should say, I'm a human being of flesh and blood, and the same taivas that the world has, I have too. I walk past a non-kosher restaurant, it looks great. I see how a person gets ahead by cheating, by stealing. It's tempting. I want to do the same thing. And I'm not a Russia for feeling that way. I'm not a bad person for feeling that way. I have sexual urges. I have taivas. I'm not a Russia for feeling that way. I'm a regular, healthy human being for feeling that way. So what stops me? Right? It's not efshi. It's not that it's impossible. It's very possible. Hashem doesn't govern with an iron rod. Hashem doesn't strike you down with a lightning bolt if, God forbid, you do an aveira. It's efshi. It's efshar. It's very possible. But what holds me back? What can I do? I want to do it. And there's nothing wrong with wanting to do those things. You're a human being of flesh and blood as much as you're a neshama. What stops me from doing those things? Because Hashem says you can't use your cell phone on Shabbos. Hashem says you can't eat a cheeseburger. Hashem says that person is off limits to you. Horu bazeh, says the Maharal. This amazing medrash, which Rashi quotes in Chumash, teaches us. She'ein lo markia Torah tivis. Don't say that the Torah is natural. If the Torah made sense, then you shouldn't get such a big reward. Again, your nature is the opposite of Torah. Your nature is to want those things. Therefore, a person can and should say, and it's reasonable to say, Mitzara teva, I want those things. But Hashem has decreed upon me in His great wisdom. Hashem told me, you're more than just a body. You're more than just your taivas. You're more than just your yetzahar. You're more than just your desires. You're a neshama. And if a person will ask, but why did Hashem make it that way? Why did Hashem make it that the mitzvos are such, right? Why is this the Seder? Right? You're telling me these are the facts. These are the facts that wearing shatnez is poisonous for a Jewish soul. Why? Why is that so? Bavadai mitzvos sheneida tamam. Certainly there are mitzvos which I can understand. Or at least we perceive, we think we understand, right? Again, Rav Chaim Brisker told us, lo sirtzach doesn't, there's nothing logical about it. It's only because Hashem decreed don't murder. But there are mitzvahs that feel right to us. Mitzvah tzedakah, tefillah, honoring one's parents, distancing oneself from theft. All these things, they make sense to us. They feel right. Davar zayish lomar ki roi shia adam yuchad b'maisim elu. That makes sense to us. It's fitting, it makes sense to us that a person should want to live by such an order. What about the mitzvos that we don't understand? Havala mitzvos she'ein tamam yaduah v'nigla. What about those mitzvos that we really can't even pretend to understand? Says the Maharal, Elohim yaduim l'moishu l'shar chacham l'fi ma'alas ma'adregasam. Yes, there is a way to understand these things. And here's, again, at the end of every parak, the Maharal seems to always, you know, backpedal. The Maharal says, really, the truth is, there is a reason to it. There is a logic to it. It does make sense. I'll pee some type of deeper wisdom. But I don't want that to be your focus. And you can study, and you should study. And again, the Rishonim tell us we're supposed to try to understand. And Moshe Rabbeinu did understand. Even Paraduma, Chazal say Moshe understood. But our job is to accept that the mitzvos are primarily about being mevatel oneself to the Gezeiras HaMelech. Hashakol ha-mitzvos heim lefi seder ha-sichli ru'im la'adam. Yes, they all make sense. They all fit. If we could understand them more deeply, we would see how it makes sense, how each limb, yes, how my left arm is given energy through tefillin. I don't understand how that works. Anyone here understand how that works? You put tefillin on your arm and somehow that does something? I don't get that. I could send you, if anyone's interested, I'll send you a fascinating article I saw years ago about what's that called? The Chinese medicine with the pressure points. What's it called? Acupuncture. Yeah, I saw amazing things about certain acupuncture points which are known to access parts of the brain and parts of to unlock wisdom and you know it all fits with all the Torah about tefillin. It's a fascinating article that was in a medical journal a number of years ago that I had seen. So it's fascinating and it helps us to say, wow, look how tefillin, right? Look how the Shel Rosh, you know, puts a certain weight on a certain point on the head, and that opens up the mind to greater wisdom. It's all true, but that's not the essence of Torah and Mitzvos. The essence of Torah and Mitzvos, coming full circle and wrapping up our perek, the medrash that we started this whole perek with, that the story of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai and the individual who said to him, "What's with Paraduma? Is it witchcraft? Is it kishuf?" And he said to them, "Well, you also have your medicines." And his student said to him, "Rebbe, is that the real answer?" And he said, "Of course, that's not the real answer. There's nothing inherent in the para aduma that is able to be matar. There's nothing inherent in a mace that it has the ability to be matame. There's nothing b'derech ha-teva about the main nida that they have this purifying ability. Rather, says the Maharal in conclusion, Rak Hashem yizbarach chokak v'sider la'odah ma'isav kafi ma'ashachayev v'aseichel. Shekach yikach l'tayraso. Hashem has decreed with His supernal wisdom that somehow this works. It's hard for us to understand, and we don't have to be worried about understanding. And we shouldn't feel bad about the fact that my human desires tell me otherwise. That's normal. Aval eino davar tivi rak hakol seichel eloki. It's all neshama dik. Ve'al ha'adam hu chok v'gezeira. To us, it's nothing other than a decree. Kashar eino omir al tam ha'mitzvah shu seichel eloki. V'kachem kol ha'mitzvah shehem seichel eloki. What we see about the Parah Aduma, about Tumah and Tahara, which is a world that is totally defies logic and rational thought, but that's true about everything in Torah and Mitzvos. V'kachem kol ha'mitzvah shehem seichel eloki v'lo seichel adam. It's a divine wisdom, not a human intellect. U'lefichach, ha'adam asher yesh lo nefesh elokis, v'yomedis b'chomer al yedei mitzvah sasichlios ha'elokios, kasher hu davak behem v'osa osam, hu davak bo yizbarach. By clinging to this order, you're clinging to Hashem Himself. You lift yourself above physical reality. You refine your soul. Adkan, the words of the Maharal in the 8th parak. So Hashem should help us. Again, it's so. On the one hand, it's so jarring to feel that there's this bittle to a system that I can't understand. But the Maharal says in a whisper to us, "You can't understand it. Go learn the Rambam's Mor Nevuchim. Go read those Yesodistic Rambans on Chumash, where he explains again the reason behind things. And it's true. Certain things will impact you positively or negatively, in some type of quasi-metaphysical way. But there's something much, much deeper than that. And it's called Chok. It's called Gzeras HaMelech. And when you have that as the foundation of your relationship with the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so then nothing can stir that. Nothing can knock that off its course. It's just, these are the facts. Why do I blow shofar? Again, the Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva, Hashem decreed. It wakes me up. It inspires me. It gets me ready for Rosh Hashanah. It reminds me of the shofar Mashiach. It's all true. But that's not the essence of Torah and Mitzvot. Okay, we should be good Jews who are mavatal ourselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yeah, let's hear.